Welcome, teachers. Thrilled to have you back for another episode of our Sparking Out of Classroom Success series, SOS for short. Balancing a side hustle while teaching may feel overwhelming, but fear not. This series is here to crush obstacles and reveal the ultimate tool to spark your journey. Eager to dive into today's episode? Let's get started. Welcome to Teach Hustle Grow, the podcast dedicated to turning frustration into freedom. Get ready to thrive, not to survive, in your teaching career and side hustle journey. I'm Tania Martinez, a fellow teacher, coach, and side hustle entrepreneur, and I'm excited to have you with us on another amazing episode. First off, let's address the biggest roadblock for many teachers, lack of time. How can we find extra time in our already packed schedules? When I kicked off my side hustle, my days were centered around teaching English and reading at a high-need school, which really wore me out. Evenings were a mix of planning, grading, and a loop of routine tasks. I'd mindlessly scroll on social media, chat with friends, cook, clean, and watch TV until I drifted off to sleep. I used to believe I had no time or that my schedule was too overwhelmed to try something new. Yet when I look closer at my schedule, I had eye-opening moments where I actually did have time. I had been avoiding my frustrations by engaging in activities that really didn't align with the goals I was trying to attempt, what I was trying to do with this side hustle. This side hustle was going to help me pay my student loans and to save for a summer vacation, because if not, there would be no vacation. So I had to put a few things into practice, starting with prioritizing and being mindful of my time. For example, instead of scrolling social media during breaks or during my very short lunch, I utilized that time for the side hustle. I engaged on the socials with potential clients and studied trends to see what would be helpful or beneficial to my side hustle. Even just 15 minutes daily can make a significant difference over time. My next question was, how could I muster up the energy for my side hustle when I felt overwhelmed with all of the responsibilities? So the thought in itself is exasperating. It's exhausting. Sometimes we just need to focus on our mental health and our physical well-being. Instead of scrolling social media mindlessly, I would go for a short walk, which would help me prioritize what I needed to do next. I made sure to recharge by doing things that I truly enjoy, like reading books, or that would push me closer to my side hustle goals. And if I scrolled, it was purposeful. Social media turned into a well of inspiration and motivation rather than a distraction. Self-care is a key ingredient for success in any area of life. Having a clear plan and goals for our side hustles is key, right? Similarly to a lesson plan where it keeps us organized and focused as to what we're doing in the classroom, from our initial warm-up to our ending activity, having a plan and clear goals can make all the difference. It helps you stay focused, motivated, and organized. Plus, it gives you a roadmap to follow so that you know exactly what steps you need to take to reach your desired outcome. So how do we go about creating a plan for our side hustle? The first step is to identify what your ultimate goal is. For me, it was paying off student loans and that summer vacation. And for you, whether it's financial freedom or pursuing a passion project, you have to determine that initially. You have to figure out. Then break down that big goal into smaller, achievable milestones. From there, create an action plan with specific tasks and deadlines to help you reach those milestones. And don't be afraid to revise and adjust your plan as you go. Flexibility is key when it comes to side hustles. It's important to set SMART goals, specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound for your side hustle. This means being specific about what you want to achieve, having a way to measure your progress, making sure the goal is within reach, aligning it with your overall purpose or values, and setting a deadline to keep yourself accountable. By following this formula, you can ensure that your goals are realistic and will push you towards success. It's also important to regularly reassess your goals and adjust them as needed. This will help you stay on track and continue making progress towards your ultimate vision of your side hustle. Just a friendly reminder, though, it's totally cool to begin with baby steps and progress from there. Each step you take forward is a step towards your goal. Another great tip is to use tools to help you along the way. My Google Calendar is a lifesaver for keeping my tasks and priorities in line. With the sheer number of responsibilities and demand that come with teaching, keeping things simple is key. Even a trusty paper planner can work wonders. There's no steep learning curve with these tools, unlike many apps and websites designed to track progress. It doesn't mean you'll never use a project management tool or app down the line, but when you're starting a side hustle and feeling unsure about its path, no need to invest heavily in time or money just yet. That's where the Teacher Side Hustle Toolkit comes in to help you reach your goals. It includes planner sheets to kickstart your side hustle, manage new client details, and stay organized at the outset. From the project management planning kit for staying organized to the welcome onboarding kit for making a top-notch first impression with potential clients, this toolkit has you covered for launching and growing your side hustle confidently. The 30-day launch plan in the Teacher Side Hustle Toolkit is your go-to resource for taking the essential steps toward discovering, planning, and launching your online side hustle. Tailored for us busy teachers juggling countless tasks, this plan breaks down starting an online side hustle into manageable daily tasks that you can tackle in just 15 minutes a day. Its beauty lies in its simplicity and adaptability. Each day, you'll focus on a single task, whether it's brainstorming business ideas or reaching out to potential clients. By dividing the process into bite-sized steps, the 30-day launch plan makes starting a side hustle feel within reach, even amid a jam-packed schedule. By utilizing the toolkit to kick off or enhance your existing side hustle, you not only get a clear path to success through the 30-day launch plan, but also access to a variety of resources and tools to support you every step of the way. As we close out the third installment of the SOS series, remember to celebrate your achievements along the way. It's easy to get caught up in constantly chasing new goals without taking a moment to acknowledge how far you've come. Treat yourself when you reach your milestones and use those moments as fuel to keep you pushing forward. Thanks for tuning in. Remember to hit the follow button for this podcast so you can catch all of our upcoming episodes in this series. Connect with us on Instagram at Teach Hustle Grow. Share your takeaways, insights, or any aha moments from today's episode. Remember, sharing is caring. Spread the love by sharing this episode with your teacher friends. If you could take a moment to rate and review this podcast, it would mean the world to me. Your support keeps us bringing you this awesome content for free. Until next time, keep thriving in and out of the classroom. Keep hustling, keep growing, and we'll catch you on the next episode. Until then, stay inspired.